We've kind of seen this debate play out in other tumors, particularly breast cancer, in terms of the question of how much difference does it make in terms of the chemo that you add. And in breast cancer, you hear people talking about paclitaxel being more anti-angiogenic, particularly when it's used more frequently. Do you see anything in non-small cell to suggest maybe there's a difference in terms of which chemo is used?
There actually is. I would not have ever guessed this. But there's been some data now, I think it was in Science, an experiment that compared various chemotherapies and their effects on the endothelial cell colony-forming units. And it appears as if the anti-metabolites, like gemcitabine, have a different effect on these colony-forming units than the taxanes, which may help to explain why the taxanes work and the anti-metabolites don't. And if you go back and look, both in breast, colon, and lung, the studies that have not been as positive as the others have been with those anti-metabolites, either 5-FU, gemcitabine, capecitabine, and perhaps that may help to explain that.
Although I also hear a lot of enthusiasm about the use of pemetrexed plus bevacizumab. What do we know about that?
There have been a couple of phase 2 studies. Shreddy Patel has one of them with pemetrexed, carboplatin, maintenance pemetrexed, and bevacizumab that, you know, I believe had a response rate that was in the 40%, 40 to 50% range. Survival, I think, was around 14 months or so, which, of course, looked good and may well prove to be another combination that's worth looking at. I personally would wait for a little more data with respect to, you know, continuing the pemetrexed beyond the doublet therapy and whatnot. But I think it's clearly a combination that's feasible. And whether it, too, proves to be in that group of the anti-metabolites that doesn't work as well will obviously need to be studied, but it does look promising.